Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We're an hour in. Come on in and join us. Gang's all here, ready to go. Hope you had a great weekend. Phone calls forthcoming, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. If you're a Colts fan, I can understand why you would feel pessimistic about Carson Wentz's foot injury. The former Eagles quarterback reportedly felt a twinge in his foot on a routine play last Thursday. He reportedly was waiting to see if it would heal before getting surgery. But given the history in Indy, this is particularly scary. In Andrew Luck's final preseason, he had a somewhat mysterious calf injury that was enough to make him retire. Hopefully Carson Wentz gets some good news. He can come back. But the Colts have built a solid roster. Last year with Phillip Rivers, they got to the playoffs, but they lost a close game to Buffalo. And hopefully the injury isn't that serious, but with Carson Wentz, his new team, and you're trying to figure out long-term strategy here. That's how you win in the NFL. We'll see what happens to Wentz, and if he's not able to play, what is plan B? Could Nick Foles be brought in, the third-string quarterback now with the Chicago Bears? We've been down this road before with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to our radio and TV partners, and we say hello to McLovin with our poll question.
Okay, we ran with what is the scariest Olympic sport if you had to compete in one? Balance beam and pole vaulting are both tied. Nobody wants any piece of them. People are not scared of equestrian or water polo.
Yeah, they should be with water polo. If you get an opportunity, the LA Times has a feature today on water polo and the brutality of it. We have these underwater cameras now that NBC has in the Olympics for water polo, men and women. It is brutal. It is the underwater, the stuff you don't see above the surface. I mean, it is hand-to-hand combat. And you're in the water, and you're treading water for a long time. And you got some pretty powerful people there roughing you up. I mean, we've all been in the pool where the bully puts you under. Well, that's water polo. There's bullies out there. And they give you scholarships for doing this. Hey, can you drown somebody? Sure. All right, we'll give you a scholarship. Yes, McLovin.
Had you ever heard of water polo as a sport? Is that available in Ohio? We didn't have it in Philadelphia.
We didn't have it either, but I didn't have a pool.
Oh, you didn't even have swimming as an option then?
No. But I remember seeing it, and I thought, it looks interesting. I didn't want to wear whatever that protective gear is over your ears, but then I realized why you wear that. It's like a wrestler. Like, you want to protect the ears. You don't want cauliflower ear. Yes, Eden.
I didn't even know of a school that had a pool. In like growing up in high school, I couldn't even begin to tell you one that had their own pool, let alone a swim team and water polo.
Is there a water polo team east of the Mississippi that's very competitive? Because it feels like a California sport. And having watched water polo, I remember covering the U.S. water polo team. This is back in the 80s, maybe 90s, and just going to practice, and it was eye-opening. It was like, wow. Like, these guys had scratches all over them, and these were teammates there. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll get to those phone calls coming up. Get an in-depth look at the country's top gymnast, the Peacock Original Golden. Go behind the scenes with the athletes as they compete for four spots. Team USA's Olympic roster, the new docuseries Golden, streaming now. Sign up on PeacockTV.com to get started. Simone Biles is expected to participate in the final event, an individual event. And this will be in almost 24 hours from now. She will be on the balance beam. At least she is expected. That is the final event for women's gymnastics. Women's soccer lost earlier to Canada, and now the best that they can hope for is the bronze. Yes, Eden?
You got to imagine the tune-in for that balance beam is going to be pretty big.
Yes. Yes. I wonder what role NBC played in this. Maybe the Olympic Committee? Agents, sponsors? This could be the most watched event in the Olympics this year.
Because I'm kind of terrified about it.
Well, it's one of those where you're going to be holding your breath, I think. You won't realize you're holding your breath, but you will be.
Yeah.
You'll be like, whew. But does she do her normal routine? Does she scale it back? Probably so. And you just want to, like, a clean run here. Yeah, Pauline.
I was watching the broadcast this morning, and I don't know who the analyst was, but they were a gymnastics analyst, and they said this is the most friendly event for the stuff Simone Biles is going through, because there really is just the dismount. You get off the beam where you do the high-level move, and that could be modified. That could be brought down a little bit for less complexity.
Nick Wright on loan from First Things First, Fox Sports 1, has some thoughts on Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers situation, and can the Lakers bring in DeMar DeRozan? We'll talk to Nick. He'll join us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. A couple of phone calls. Jason in Nebraska leads us off this hour. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. Want to give my best, which hopefully it's the best back-to-back for a weekend, which is obviously women's beach volleyball. And my worst, and I want to preface that this commercial is, it's done by Toyota. It's awesome, inspiring, but I'm a softie, and it's a lady that's on the phone with an adoption agency, and they're about to adopt a paraplegic girl who, obviously, if you've seen the commercial, it's she becomes a swimmer, and it's just, oh my God. I mean, I cry every time. I had friends over this weekend and had to turn the channel real quick. And this one buddy of mine understood why, but thanks guys. And yes, I agree. Suck it to pole vault and hammer throw.
Oh,
thanks.
Hammer throw. Yes. Thank you, Jace. Have you seen this commercial, Paulie?
Yeah, it's a very emotional commercial. There's a lot of heartstring commercials, but this goes deep, and it's about an adoption of a child born, and she has to have both legs removed. And it's talking about the Paralympic Games and different things.
Yes, dude.
You know what one's weird that I don't get? What commercial? The Nike growing sneakers off of trees? I think, well, what are we doing there? I don't really get that one.
I haven't seen that.
It's not true, is it? They're not actually.
They're not.
Okay. It runs 37,000 times an hour. And it is, they're in like this weird futuristic lab, and people are walking around with lab coats and stuff. Hmm. And there's little, you know, like when you put a plant a vegetable garden and it just starts sprouting a little bit, and they're like, oh, this is the Aero Force or whatever. I don't even know what their shoes are.
Was the Kyrie shoes, are they in the tree as well that he hates?
those are in the trash.
How did those shoes go? How did they do? Like, because he said these are trash.
Yeah.
And unless they're just coming out, but I heard a couple people said, why don't you package it by putting them in garbage bags? So the wrapper, you don't get a shoe box. You put it in a garbage bag because Kyrie said that these shoes are garbage. Yes, McLovin.
I saw one commercial that I loved. It's a, I think, Michelob Ultra. And this, people are walking down the street, and Usain Bolt is doing his famous point to a bar saying, go in there. Yeah, it's like, but it's, Paul mentioned earlier, there's like 8 Usain Bolt commercials.
Well, Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt are the most popular marketable athletes in the Olympics, and they're not even competing. Yes, yeah,
it does make you think back about the last Olympics. Sort of how special that was then, where you had Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, you know, sort of jumped
on. Katie
Ledecky. Yeah. You're missing all of that star power now.
Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if you saw this weekend, but the Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill spent all weekend challenging Usain Bolt to a race on Twitter, but he challenged him to a 40-yard dash or a 40-meter dash.
And Tyreek Hill would beat him in a 40-yard dash,
right,
in my opinion.
Tyreek challenging Usain Bolt to a 40-yard dash, that's like Usain Bolt challenging Tyreek Hill to something that's not what he does. Usain runs the 100. If he wants to come out and run the 100, Usain, he'll get his lunch handed.
And Usain has everything to lose. He has nothing to gain here. Tyreek Hill, you know, when you tug on Superman's cape, if you beat him, you can say, I'm the fastest man in the world. Whether you are or not, you can say, I beat the fastest man in the history of this world. And I think that if I'm Usain Bolt, I say, what do you want to put up? 100 meters, whatever you want to put up, 100 meters. You put up your Super Bowl ring, I'll put it up in Olympic gold.
I got a bunch of them.
Ball game. Yeah. Now you want to play with, you want to play with fire, Scarecrow? That's what I would do. Because Tyreek Hill in a 40-yard dash would beat Usain Bolt. But if you watch Usain Bolt, it's when he gets to 50 meters, 60 meters, that's when it's ball game. After 40, you're in trouble. If you don't have a sizable, you're in trouble. But I would love, if I'm Usain Bolt, I just say, hey, here you go. 100 meters, your Super Bowl ring, and one of my Olympic gold medals. Because I've got a few of them here. Let's see, what else do we have? Quinn in Seattle. Hey, Quinn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, guys. 6'2", 220. I really like the discussion about the Colts and what they're going to do with Carson Wentz. And Nick Foles isn't a bad option, but I do think there are some better options for them out there. One of them being a backup quarterback right now who was great a few years ago and I think might even be better than Carson this season. Any guesses on who you think I'm talking about?
Gardner Minshew.
No, although I do like the stash. I think Mariota would be a great addition to the Colts.
Mm.
And then I don't know if the Niners are ready to part ways, but they just drafted their future. So Jimmy G might not be a bad option either because I think he's only got 1 year left on his contract, so it wouldn't be a huge cap hit.
Yeah, but you also, thank you, Quinn, you have to find out the severity of this and if he does have surgery and the rehab and all of those things. You know, would I bring in Gardner Minshew? I'd bring in Gardner Minshew before Jimmy Garoppolo because I don't know, like, what's the long term here. If I need the guy who could come in and play for half a season, maybe a whole season, but knows where his place is in the organization. That's the key. Like, I don't want to bring in a controversy. I bring in somebody who can help us. Yeah, McLovin.
I think you'd have to pay Jimmy G a lot, too.
Yeah.
Where Minshew, you would not.
Yeah. Preston in Ohio. Hi, Preston. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan and Danettes. How are you guys?
Great, Preston. What's on your mind?
So, best and worst of the weekend, Cincinnati edition. had open practice for the first time in 2 years, got to go. Paul Brown Stadium, first come, first serve seats, right on the field. It was awesome. Got to see the Ja'Marr Chase show, Joey B back out there running healthy.
Nice.
Looked awesome. Worst of the weekend, Joey missing 8 straight by a foot. That was heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Joey Votto. He was going for homering in 8 consecutive games, and he just missed out on hitting home runs. I love that the pitchers pitched to him because a lot of times you don't want to be a pitcher who gave up the home run that kept the streak alive. But it feels like in today's game, it is home run derby every time you're on the mound. It's not like you go, I'm going to be crafty to him. I'm still throwing hard, and he's still swinging hard. But Votto, 7 consecutive games, just missed out on an 8th. Pretty impressive. The Senate is going to meet with TCU and the Big 12 Texas schools on the future of college sports. So the state Senate in Texas. You got a real conundrum here in the Big 12 because the Pac-12 doesn't want TCU, doesn't want Texas Tech. They're going to try to present this that the SEC should be taking TCU and Texas Tech. And from all indications, the SEC is not interested in this. But Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor, they're trying to figure out where these guys are going to land. And from what I'm told this morning, Pac-12 is not interested. You got to start to wonder, how do you cobble together a conference here? Now, can you still have the Big 12? Can you bring in some of these other schools that aren't of the marquee notoriety that you would have with Texas and Oklahoma? But then that would be hard to replace anyway. Now it's just about survival. Yeah, McLevin.
How about just like a Texas-only, Texas-focused, like SMU, Houston, like the old
Southwestern Conference?
Yeah, it's sort of like a fun, high-octane offense. That'd be kind of cool. I don't know what's happening with Big 12, but...
Yeah. TCU, Texas Tech, and Baylor face an uncertain future after what happened. But I don't know what you do with the Big 12 to make them... And we threw out the word relevant. They're not going to be relevant. They can't be relevant. But now it's just about survival. And someone likened the SEC to the Amazon of college football. That's what the SEC is. And Greg Sankey would be Jeff Bezos. Because it just feels like they're going to take what they want and you're going to have to deal with them. Take a break. Clippers situation with Kawhi Leonard. Not fluid right now. Unless that's what they're draining off his knee. But we will talk. Yeah, okay. I've had that process done before.
Knee swelling jokes.
Oh, what a real pleasant procedure that is when they drain your knee, stick that long needle in there and take out the fluid. A lot of fun. Probably drinking your Starbucks right now. Sorry about that. We'll take a break. Nick Wright will join us. What's he think the Clippers should do, will do with Kawhi Leonard? That's coming up next. 16 after the hour here. Dan Patrick Show. Had the Callaway clubs out this weekend. And I didn't play great, but I did at times play spectacular. Yeah. It's one of those where you hit some shots and the guys you're playing with forget the bad shots you hit and they remember the great shots and they think your score is better than what it is. And I think I shot an 84, but I hit some really good shots. The Apex 21 irons from Callaway, and your results may vary, just saying. But the Apex Standard Irons fit a majority of swings. The Apex Pro is not for me. That's single-digit handicap. The Apex DCB, that's deep cavity back is what I play. That's for a higher handicap and a forged iron. So you can play with confidence, and you're playing with a great club. But this is, you know, Callaway. You should expect that. A lot of irons out there, but nothing delivers everything like Apex. Find out which Apex irons are right for you. CallawayGolf.com/Apex. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Once again, the Texas Senate has scheduled a hearing on the future of college sports for the state's Big 12 schools. That'll be later on this afternoon. Reps from TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor are going to speak during the hearing. I'm not sure if Texas will be speaking, but I'm told they will. We'll wait and see. But, you know, now it's a matter of survival there for those teams, because I'm told the Pac-12 not interested in TCU, Texas Tech, or Baylor to join them. Do want to give a shout out to some of our nearly 400 affiliates. Detroit, WCAR, that's AM 1090. Burlington, Vermont, 101.3. And Indianapolis, Fox Sports 1260 AM. Speaking of Fox Sports, first things first on Fox Sports every morning, Monday through Friday, and one of the great co-hosts there, Nick Wright, joining us on the program. Nick, thanks for joining us here. I was watching this morning. You did have some thoughts on Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers and how this all plays out. What would you do with this situation if you were running the Clippers?
Well, if I were running the Clippers, I'd ask myself, why am I running the Clippers? Like, why is that my lot in life? But then once I get over that, I'd recognize that Kawhi's got us in a rough spot in that he has three options, right? He could have opted in and then signed a four-year extension. That's the most guaranteed money available to him. He didn't do that. He could opt out and then sign a four-year contract, but that would be illogical. You would have just done the first option. So it looks like he's going to opt out. If he's going to stay, he's going to sign a 1+1. So he'll, you know, get paid $40 million this year to probably not play and then be a free agent again next year. And I don't know, Dan, people, the argument of that is, well, then he can sign a five-year after this coming year, $235 million deal. I don't know that I'm interested in signing Kawhi Leonard for his age 32 through 36 season when his body is broken down more than it should have already. Also, you know, I was one of the few people 2 years ago who told you the Clippers wouldn't make it, and this year who told you the Nets wouldn't make it. And I don't know if the Nets are going to be much better next year. Next year, all the Nets guys are free agents. If let's say Kawhi signs the 1+1, Dan, and he's a free agent, and he's like, okay, now I'll take my 4 or 5 year max. And James Harden is also a free agent. It's like, this ain't as fun as I thought it would be. I'm from LA. I'd like to go back. If you're the Clippers, can you make an argument you'd rather have Paul George with James Harden than Paul George with Kawhi? I think you could. He's a free agent. Kyrie, KD are free agents. Jimmy Butler's a free agent. Bradley Beal's a free agent. Next year's free agency is very wide open. If I'm the Clippers, I mean, I find out he's having surgery because Skip Bayless reports it. That's not great. No. That's not how you want to find out the news. So I don't know. The whole thing's frustrating about the Clippers.
Yeah, I don't think, given that injury, that he's going to play. And given that Kawhi's time frame for coming back from an injury, he's going to be far more cautious than somebody else might be. But this might be a situation. Do you sign him like the Nets signed Kevin Durant? He's coming off the Achilles, and they still signed him knowing that he wasn't going to play that first year.
Yeah, but KD didn't sign a 1+1.
Yeah.
Like, I think they would have signed him to, if he picked up the option, a 4 year extension. But that's not what he opted for. I think they would sign him right now to a 4 year deal. But that would be totally illogical from his perspective. If he wanted that, he would have picked up the option and then got 4 additional years. So essentially a 5 year deal. So I don't think that is available to them. I think he's going to say, I'm going to sign a 1+1, once again, be able to hold your feet to the fire. And this year, I'm probably not going to play. Like, would the Nets have signed KD to a 1+1 coming off the Achilles? I don't think so. They signed it saying he signed a 3+1, which is very different.
It just feels like the Clippers are going to regret this one way or another in 2 years. It's either Kawhi is MVP-like or Kawhi is injured again.
Sorry to interrupt, but just for the next 2 years, if you could, and they can't make this trade, but just, you know, humor me here, because both these guys opted out of their deal. For the next 2 years, would you rather have Chris Paul or Kawhi Leonard if you're the Clippers? The same exact roster.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, me too. Because A, he's going to play this first year, and B, I actually think it fits. It's like, oh, Paul George can be our primary scorer, do what he did in the bubble. Like, and that is a wild thing to say, but I think that's where we're at.
What about with the Lakers? Are you okay with Russell Westbrook?
Okay. So I'm okay with it. And listen, I guess what? I don't know if you, I was out of town last week. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't on TV, but I don't know if you've heard Russell Westbrook struggles from 3-point range. It's an undercovered story. But I also think that this trade was really covered poorly by the media. So, all right, Montrezl Harrell was part of it. He was leaving. Kyle Kuzma was part of it. I would have packed Kuzma's bags for him. KCP was part of it. KCP is a useful player, but not a great player. Now, the argument is, yeah, but you could have used those pieces to get Buddy Hield. I love Buddy Hield as much as anyone that's not from either the Bahamas or the state of Oklahoma. However, as we see time and time again, Dan, there's a lot of guys, one of which is hosting this show, that can shoot 40-some percent from three with no pressure, but you ain't seen him in the NBA playoffs, and come the NBA playoffs, it might be a little different animal. So Buddy Hield was not a sure thing. Like Joe Harris seems like an amazing piece for the Lakers. Yeah, but he can't shoot in the playoffs, right? So Buddy Hield's never played in a big NBA game, so it's a little concerning. And so I understand the fit question with Russ. And I understand Russ has never won, but Kevin Love never won, Chris Bosh never won, Anthony Davis never won, Kyrie Irving never won, and then LeBron put his arms around him and they won. Lakers will be great in transition. There will be a far lighter workload on LeBron in the regular season because Russ can win games for you. And I think that the overall just tenacity of what Russ brings is a net positive. But Dan, you do know what's going to happen here because this is the exact thing that happened when the Lakers traded for AD. The Lakers traded for AD, and here was the commentary on every network. Oh, my God, they gave up so much. Who's going to defend? LeBron's in year 17. AD is, you know, is he as good as we say he is? Then they win the title, and this is what I hear. Whoa, super team. I mean, that's a super team. Of course they win. I mean, what are you going to do? Super team. So all week, it's that there's no spacing. It's caveman basketball. What are you thinking? Russ is a chucker. Have you seen the second spectrum numbers? And then if they win the title, it's going to be, oh, my God, LeBron James, how much help does he need? I mean, Andy had Carmelo Anthony. How much help does the guy need? It's good from the same people. This team's going to stink. That's what's going to happen.
Well, it is LeBron, so you know, however somebody can twist it to their benefit, they certainly will. I understand getting Russ. And I love watching him. I don't think he translates into wins. I think he translates into entertainment. I think he has stats. I know they got together and they decided that they were going to sacrifice part of their game to make it all work together. I mean, it sounds nice, but Russ still can't shoot.
That's true.
Now, so what's his role? They're just going to say, like teams did to Lonzo Ball, go ahead, shoot. Go ahead, shoot. And they'll just, you know, they're not going to let him drive. So
yeah, but didn't the Lakers win the title with with teams doing that to Rajon Rondo? Like, that happened, right? It's not like people are like, oh, my God, like Rondo was going to kill the spacing. People aren't that worried about Caruso's three-point shot. And by the way, the Bucks, who over the last few years have been a good three-point shooting team, I felt like every playoff game, it's like, wow, that's the fewest three-pointers they've shot, they've made in 4 years.
Yeah.
And they just won the title. And by the way, I think this is, everyone says the Lakers are, you know, trying to match what the Nets do. The whole league needs to be worried about keeping up with Milwaukee. And I do think that Russ is just such a pain in the ass that, pardon me, that I do think if you are playing either Milwaukee or Brooklyn in the finals, Drew or Kyrie is going to have to work. Like, the other team's point guard is going to have to work. I do, yeah, spacing will be a problem. I think Melo will help that. I think they're going to get Melo, and he shot 40% from three the last couple of years, and he made big shots. And they'll get some, you know, maybe they get Wayne Ellington. They'll find some shooting, I think. I hope.
He's Nick Wright, First Things First co-host, Fox Sports 1. We keep looking at these scenarios in free agency. And, you know, Kyle Lowry is an object of desire. And Malcolm Brogdon, Mike Conley is going to re-sign with Utah. Like, is there a player that you go, boy, if that happens or he leaves, is there a domino effect where you go, boy, that changes the hierarchy of power?
Well, aside from Kawhi, right?
Yeah.
And I guess Kawhi, it's, you know, it's more of a delayed. I think Lowry could have, but I think Miami with Lowry, they're still like, they're hard capped, not literally hard capped, but they just have a ceiling on what they can be. I don't think they're a true championship contender. I think I'm really interested in what Dallas does. I think that Luka, he was my pick to win MVP before this year started. He came into, you know, camp out of shape and never didn't get going early and then came on late. I think Luka is about to win a gold medal and light the Olympics on fire and go into next year as, you know, there's a pretty clear top four players in basketball to me: Giannis, LeBron, KD, and Luka. But Dallas Their big move, is it going to be keep Tim Hardaway Jr.? Like, so I think the biggest moves aren't so much a free agency, it's more trades. Meaning, is Ben Simmons going to be traded? And is Kristaps Porzingis going to be traded? And what does that look like? Because I think the Mavs need more, but if they get the right pieces, they could win the title. Luka's that good.
Yeah, I said that in the first hour. I view Dallas as sort of that sneaky team that, you know, we keep looking at the shiny objects over here and you know, that piecing some things together. I'm not sold on Porzingis with them. No. Could you trade Porzingis for Ben Simmons?
So that's a really interesting one. I don't think Philly does it. I think Philly wants more. I think that would be for Dallas. It helps your defense immediately. Ben Simmons, you know, can basically play the position he needs to play, which is like the five on offense. And I think it makes a lot of sense for Dallas. I don't think it makes enough sense for Philly. I think Philly, listen, there's a reason that all these reported trades, Daryl was asking for like four first round picks and swaps. Daryl wants Damian Lillard. And if the Blazers won't trade him Damian Lillard for Ben Simmons, then he wants to acquire the pieces necessary to then trade for Damian Lillard. Like, you don't want my player. Okay, what if you want the pieces I get for my player with Bradley Beal as like a consolation? I do not think Ben Simmons is getting traded by Daryl for 70 cents on the dollar. I think he's going to go. I think he's comfortable going into the season with him and waiting and seeing.
Good to talk to you. Good to have you back. And thanks for joining us, Nick.
Absolutely. As always, great to see you guys. Talk to you soon.
That's Nick Wright, First Things First co-host on Fox Sports 1, Monday through Friday. Yeah, kind of interesting take on Russell Westbrook there and what he can give you. And I said when it happened that that's a regular season move because he plays hard. And if he can take the wear and tear, the stress off LeBron, it's just once you get to the postseason. And, you know, Nick brings up a great point. Like, Joe Harris is one of the great shooters in the game. But in the playoffs, he was terrible. I mean, it was Kevin Durant, and that was it. And you would have thought, well, Joe Harris has got to help him out. They double KD, Joe Harris going to hit some jumpers. He was a no-show. And I don't know what to expect out of Buddy Hield. Although, I think Buddy Hield fit what the Lakers need more than Russell Westbrook does. Probably more so when you get to the postseason. But understand this with Milwaukee. If that's the blueprint, they won with Giannis down low. I mean, you did get contributions from Middleton and Holiday and Brooke Lopez and some other players. But this was about the Greek Freak dominating down low. How many teams dominate down low? Not many. But that's why Milwaukee won. I mean, Philly's trying to do this with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons to dominate in the paint, but not many teams have that blueprint. But you also have to have the player to be able to do it. And Milwaukee, wisely, listen to what I said. I don't want you dribbling the ball up the floor. I don't want you taking jumpers. Go down low because nobody can guard you there. I'm good. Yeah, I'm
getting emotional.
By the way, my only takeaway from that interview was the Sixers are getting Damian Lillard. Isn't that basically what he said? He said Daryl Morey's going to acquire pieces. Of course, it was somewhat theoretical, but
no, I understand the logic there.
Yeah,
that hey, you don't want Ben Simmons. Well, what if I get three future first round draft picks? Do you want them instead?
That's a weird situation though, because that's the rebuilding thing, and you know, like. Doesn't it feel at this point, though, the Sixers have shopped Ben Simmons so much, it would be awkward to bring him back? Like, the fans have an expectation of something different. And I think they want something different more than they want a specific player.
Couple of phone calls in here. Andrew in Atlanta. Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, best of the weekend was by far the U.S. men's national team winning the Gold Cup final. Many may not even be aware what that is, but the CONCACAF Nations League Championship. So big summer for men's soccer. Of course, worst was just moments ago, the women losing the game against
Canada.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
It wasn't exactly moments ago, but thank you, Andrew. Maybe Andrew just found out moments ago. Seth in Chicago joins us. Seth, what do you have for me?
Hey, thanks for taking my call here. 5'11", 170. Wanted to weigh in, give a story about the pole vaulting and equestrian. My brother was a pole vaulter back in high school and was running up, went to go jump up, got the pole to bend a little bit, and came back and hit him below the belt where the sun doesn't shine there. So don't know if that changes anyone's mind as far as pole vaulting or equestrian.
That gives a whole new meaning to pole vault. I have no interest in trying it. And we used to have those sawdust pits with high jump. You would high jump into a pit of sawdust. And I thought, how crazy is this? Yeah, see.
I love that he just said, where the sun don't shine.
He's probably, you know, a guy from the 70s, you know. That's what you would say. And it hit me right where the sun don't shine.
Whoa, there, uh-oh.
Whoa.
And then you finish it off with, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I'm...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a phrase. Yeah. We all know what you mean.
Yes, McLaughlin.
By the way, so balance beam and pole vaulting are winning the most dangerous sport. We forgot diving. That is terrifying.
Well, like cliff diving to me is dangerous.
But the way these guys put their head right next to the board is out of control.
Or like the dudes who they go all the way up on that huge platform and just jump off that. Into what are they, crazy?
Are you nuts? Have you guys ever stood up on that platform?
Hell no.
Okay, I've stood on the platform. I just wanted to know what it was like. And I didn't jump in. You know, I was in regular clothes. I just said, can I go up there? And the person at the pool said, yeah, you can.
I'm getting dizzy just thinking about climbing up there.
You get up there and then you look over and you go, okay, if I just drop in, like the pencil dive where you just jump in, even that is not going to be a pleasant experience.
Nope.
Not good. All right, more phone calls coming up. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite spacious near silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship, and you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Thursday night football, the Hall of Fame game, Cowboys, Steelers. I'm guessing Dak Prescott wasn't scheduled to play, probably won't play. And then you had the shoulder tweak that hurt around the NFL. So I'm going to assume Dak Prescott is not going to play on Thursday night. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, but I saw the commercials promoting the game. It said Dak Prescott and the team. He's playing, right? In the commercial, it said he's playing.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Dak Prescott versus Ben Roethlisberger, Steelers, Cowboys, Thursday night on Fox. Neither guys will play a snap Thursday night on Fox. Yes, McLovin.
I'm curious if Ben Roethlisberger really lost this weight. I have to see it.
I think he lost the beard. Therefore, that made him look like he lost a lot of weight. Like, man, you look thinner. Well, you had that beard. It just felt like that beard was about 30 pounds. Aaron Rodgers talked about coming back to Green Bay and was asked if this was an awkward feeling.
It was a little strange, I think, day one, just because I was gone for the entire offseason and contemplated my own future and the possibility of playing somewhere else as well. But when I'm back here, I'm 100% all in, you know. And you know me, you know what I'm all about. I love my teammates. I love competing. I do love practice. You know, I love to go out and give it to the young corner when I can and get after these guys, talk a little smack, especially with a new D coordinator in here. We got to let them know how it goes around here.
Has anybody been able to ask Aaron Rodgers, was he told he would be traded in the offseason? Did he ask to be traded in the offseason? Now, he might say, nah, we moved on from that. I haven't. Because it still feels like that affects, you know, this situation. Like, what happened? Did you ask for a trade? Were you told you were getting a trade? And then you didn't get the trade. So now that leads to even more acrimony here. Plus, I looked at the schedule. And I know that we just assume they went to the NFC title game. You got Aaron Rodgers back. They got a better-than-average defense. You got Davante Adams, we assume, is going to get paid. You got a good running back, good offensive line. I have a hard time penciling the Packers in for 11 wins, 12 wins this year. I just do. It's a tough schedule. A lot of times we don't look at the schedule. We just go, oh, they're going to be good because they're blank. You got to look at the schedule. Like the Colts. Colts are in trouble. Even if Carson Wentz is playing, they're in trouble. That's a really, really tough. The first nine games, I think eight of them are really tough. The one easy one is against the Texans. And if you don't have Carson Wentz in there, man, it could go south in a hurry. And I'm not talking AFC South. I'm talking about south of the AFC South. All right, our best and worst of the weekend. I'll start with Todd with a fresh haircut there. Todd, is that your best or worst of the weekend?
I'm not sure. It's, the jury's still out, I think.
Okay.
All right. You took a shot there.
That was not necessary.
My bad.
I think it's all right.
Okay. Best and worst of the weekend, Todd.
Best. We hadn't been inside a movie theater in a long time. Family and I went to see Stillwater with Matt Damon. A little slow at times, but generally very good, compelling. I would recommend you guys check out Stillwater. We liked it. So I went off the board with a little movie thing instead of sports.
That's okay.
Worst of the weekend, as reported by ESPN's Jeff Passan, Ray's right-hander Tyler Glasnow, expected to undergo Tommy John surgery soon after partially tearing his UCLA last month, could return next season, may not be back on the mound until 2023.
Wait, is UCLA?
His UCL.
Oh.
Did I say it too fast?
UCLA.
Tearing his UCLA. I did say UCLA.
You did.
He tore his Bruins last year. He may not be able to be back in the mountains until 2023.
Wait, that's your worst of the weekend? A pitcher that you never talk about?
I had a very good weekend, and then I saw that, and I like this particular pitcher, and they're saying that he not only may miss next year, you may not see him until 2023, one of the best pitchers in baseball. I thought that was...
McLovin, best and worst of the weekend.
Okay, I'm going to go in the Olympic sportsmanship theme. This guy running the 800 named Jewett got tripped. Isaiah Jewett, an American, and he basically was going to be in the medal competition, and he hugged the guy who tripped him, and they ran over the finish line together. And I admit, I got a little sentimental. He wasn't mad that he got tripped, even though it blew his medal chance.
Okay.
And I'll go two best. I'm obsessed with it now. Bryce Harper hit three doubles yesterday. He's raking, went over 300 for the year. We have a war going on, Dan. We need help.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to save this till next hour because Paulie out of nowhere gave me perhaps a Hall of Fame candidate or somebody who might be ahead of Bryce Harper going to the Hall of Fame. Totally surprised me. We did some research here for a change, and I'm like, okay, Paulie's got an argument here. That's coming up next hour.
Wait, you thought that was an argument? I thought I was actually surprised at how weak his case was.
Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
And so what the Olympics are best for is that you do a deep dive into just random sports. Mm. This weekend, the badminton final between the women's badminton final was just tremendous. It was like the most gripping thing I've watched in a long time. It was fantastic. China against Chinese Taipei. I can't believe badminton is, it was remarkable. So good.
I'll give you credit for the pronunciation there.
Badminton.
Minton.
Yeah. Because they insist on saying it that way on the broadcast. Badminton.
Minton.
So you can't really mess that one up. The other thing, too, that I watched that was equal parts lame and equal parts awesome. The sport's more of an activity. Do you want to give a guess what I watched?
Dressage.
I don't know what that is, but I don't think that's it.
Horses.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Trampolining. It's kind of lame, all right? Not going to lie. I mean, yeah, they jump up. It's kind of lame, but it's also kind of awesome because they go about like 30 or 40 feet in the air and they're doing all these flips. And sometimes they're supposed to stay right in the middle. There's like a target that you're trying to get in, but sometimes you see these people flipping and you're like, oh my God, he's right at the edge. And then they almost fall. It's kind of lame, but it's kind of awesome.
Sounds like something you do if you're high. Like let's jump on the trampoline.
Well, watching it whilst is awesome, I can tell you that. So,
Paulie, best and worst.
USA Women's Gymnastics, Jade Carey. She had a tough week. She had a tough week on the vault the night before, but then she wins the floor exercise. Jade Carey got the gold. Really tough gymnast. And then the men's long jump final. A guy from Cuba, Juan Miguel Echeverria, he's the best in the world. He had the lead. He got injured, so he had to sit out his last few jumps. This guy from Greece, Miltiadis Tentaglou, came in and got the longest jump. He tied him at the end. And other sports, they tied in the long jump. It's not two golds. It's a second best jump. And the guy from Greece won on the last jump of the day. Mm. Pretty cool.
The season two of Outer Banks happened, so I was big on that. Seton gave me a heads up, kind of snuck up on me. Ted Lasso, a couple episodes in with Ted Lasso. It was a good streaming weekend there for me. All right, we'll get some more phone calls coming up here, best and worst of the weekend. And we'll do the gripping. Is Bryce Harper more of a Hall of Famer than Joey Votto? Try to get out of your cars as we tell you about that next hour. McLovin will represent Bryce Harper. Paulie will represent Joey Votto Jr. the third. McLovin, results of the poll question from the first 2 hours.
The Olympic sport you don't want to try? Pole vaulting.
Yeah. You want to change it up? And no, we're not doing Joey Votto, Bryce Harper, who's more of an MVP final hour.
For clicks.
No, you're getting no clicks. 2 hours in the books, one more to go this Monday. Seton Pauly, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour two. It's something amazing to hear. It's Discover matching all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. And there's no limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing because over 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. That's even more amazing. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word amazing more often and get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitation supply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.